Missouri Net News. Good morning. I'm Jason Taylor. State Senate candidates are preparing for Tuesday with four races that could be tight, Elisa Nelson reports.
The Missouri Senate has 17 of its 34 seats up for grabs in Tuesday's general election, including four key races. In the 1st District, Democratic incumbent Scott Sifton faces Republican Randy Jahnde. Republican State Representative Andrew Koenig is challenging Democrat Stephen Eagleton in the 15th District. A highly contentious race is in the 19th District. Democratic House member Stephen Weber is in a tight race against Republican State Rep Caleb Rowden. Republican incumbent Doug Liebla faces former Democratic Missouri U.S. Congressman Bill Burleson in Southeast Missouri's 25th District. Five of the 17 senators are running unopposed, and three others face Libertarian challengers. There are also three vacant seats waiting to be filled. Republicans currently control the Senate 24-7. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Missouri Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst says Constitutional Amendment 1's passage will make Missouri's water cleaner and will make the state a better place. Farm Bureau's top priority in Tuesday's general election is trying to pass the sales tax extension for parks, soil, and water conservation.
It's made it possible on our farm for us to save our valuable soil, which we can't, as you know, we can't replace it, or at least not in our lifetimes. And so we've saved well over 170 million tons of soil since the program started.
The 0.1% sales tax extension was first approved by Missouri voters in 1984, and voters then renewed it three times. Supporters say the tax would continue to generate about $90 million annually. Missouri State University quarterback Breck Ruddick has pleaded guilty to permitting a dog to run at large while a charge of animal cruelty is being deferred. The superintendents of the Dexter and Van Buren school districts in Southeast Missouri are both under investigation for driving under the influence. Neither has been charged after 10 days. Tom Lane reports.
Scott County Sheriff Rick Walter confirmed that Superintendent and Dexter Mitchell Wood and Superintendent and Van Buren Sonia Kusner both made contact with deputies on Sunday, October 23rd. Wood was initially stopped for a broken headlight, which authorities learned that he had an active warrant for his arrest from the Dexter Police Department, which has since been paid. Scott County Prosecuting Attorney Paul Boyce says because he has not received any paperwork, he cannot consider filing charges against either person. The Dexter School Board placed Wood on paid administrative leave during a school board meeting on Thursday, October 27th. Kusner's attorney said he had no comment on the matter. In Cape Girardeau, I'm Tom Lane, Missouri Net.
Governor Jane Nixon will announce funding for 31 different recreation projects across the state today, including trail and playground projects through Missouri State Parks. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.